Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So, Beatle got so angry with me, he started punching his microphone and he broke it. And now he doesn't have a microphone. And to steal one from position three, but over in position two, that doesn't look right.
That's not working too well.
Hold on, Bob.
Okay.
I don't think that thread's on there like that. Try backing it in first. You got to get the thread started correctly.
Oh, he bobbed you. He's frustrated.
Josh Polonsky's here. Hey, Josh, Beatle broke this microphone, and what he did was he took this one off here and put
all
it
good.
On that one.
All good.
It's not all good.
Good to go.
Look at the, does that look
yeah,
all
no,
good?
Yeah, no, that one's broken. Our chief engineer is watching at home. He knew right away that I broke it. That's how he was able to send Josh up here so quickly. Yeah, little problem there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's broken. It's definitely broken.
You fixed it. So
yeah.
You're good.
Oh, cool. Bill me for the damages. It definitely broke it.
Just so you know, this is supposed to have a microphone on top of it. It's not supposed to be just raw metal with a loose cord.
Yeah. This one looks great, though. This one looks terrific. So
mine's fine.
Yours is good? Mine's great, too, now.
Think about it. It hasn't been used as much. You're going to get a better microphone out of this.
This one feels strong.
Yeah.
This one works really good.
Why don't you stop fiddling with it?
Looks really good. Feels really strong. That one probably needed to be replaced anyway.
Yeah, what? It's only been used a year in this brand new studio.
It was time. It's time for a new one. Josh will have that fixed in no time. He's good like that. Real quick. Oh, man. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. David Ortiz apparently not the target, according to Dominican prosecutors yesterday. Is anybody believing this? I want to find the person who believes this. It was fun last night. I don't know if you caught any of the local news stories on this, but they had to play this and then report on this and keep a straight face as they did it. And you could tell that as they were presenting this news story as a news item, that is their job to present to you what officials are saying, that even they were struggling last night presenting this news story as some sort of actual truth. I could see it. I watched it on Channel 5, Channel 7, and they're like, well, officials in the Dominican Republic are saying that David Ortiz was not the intended target in the DR shooting that happened over a week ago. And I'm like, they are struggling. You could tell they're like, this is so bogus. And it was happening late afternoon yesterday.
Well, the problem is, beyond what they said at the press conference, did they offer, and I understand they're not going to, far be it from them, to try the case in public. I mean, you can have the guy in the back of the moped arrested and sitting in a jail cell talking to reporters, you know, through the window. That's okay. But far be it from them to do something as crass as try a case publicly at a press conference. So I understand them not wanting to present any evidence, but at least tell us that, you know, we have statements from witnesses. We have already spoken with investigators in the United States, where apparently the guy who ordered this hit is residing. We have concrete physical evidence linking the alleged perpetrators to documents to indicate that they were looking for a different person. All they said was that Yes, we have there was a photograph of a person that was not David Ortiz. There's nothing.
All
there's
they
nothing
said was,
here.
It has been confirmed.
It has been confirmed.
Well, they say it's confirmed, guys.
The reason
must
why everybody's
confirmed.
Treating it with and taking everything with a grain of salt is no one believes them. No one believes that they did a thorough professional investigation, got to the bottom of this, and now the case has been solved. For all intents and purposes down there, it sounds like case closed. They got this thing figured out. They weren't after David Ortiz. They're after Sixto, and he was at the same table. Everybody knows he goes there on Sunday
right,
night.
Despite Sixto being much smaller and being of a much lighter complexion.
Yes.
No.
Never mind all that.
Case closed. He goes there on Sundays. They went there looking for Sixto. They shot the wrong guy by accident because we think they had similar shirts on.
They looked the same from the back. That's what they said.
Similar pants, too, right?
Yeah, the pants were part of it. They both had white pants, similar pants? What?
I think they're both wearing white pants. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
The white pants.
Which apparently they were being shown on a grainy cell phone photo of some sort.
These are the only two men in the Dominican Republic who wear white pants. Everyone knows this. We're known to frequent this bar on a Sunday night.
That's their best evidence.
Which everyone knows.
I will say this, though. At least they're trying to make it look like they've got all their ducks in a row. The one thing they did have, they had new surveillance footage. They had surveillance footage from the cafe, bar, club, whatever you want to call it. They also had surveillance footage from a gas station nearby. The one thing that I thought was interesting was the surveillance footage of the shooting where the tape continues. What we haven't seen yet, where one of the spies who was there at the bar to sort of make sure it all went down, everyone is running out of the bar, rushing out of there. There's a shooting going down. And the guy who was on the inside, one of the inside men, doesn't flinch. He just stands up from his table, Hardy. Oh. He gets up and he just starts looking over to see who gets shot. The place clears out. He's the last guy left, just looking across the bar. Last guy standing. Wants to see who got shot.
The man's still in the hospital, Jim. How dare you?
He's in good condition. He's fine. He's going to make it. Just wanted to see who it was. Now, if Ortiz wasn't the intended target, what do you think was going through that guy's mind at that point? Like, oh, damn it. We got the wrong guy. Oh, no. Is that Ortiz? Oh, no. Oh, we got the wrong guy. Or he was thinking, yep, did the job. $8,000 divided 14 ways. I am rich. He was thinking one of two things there. That's what he was thinking. They've arrested like a dozen people with more people wanted for the hit job that, according to the government, wasn't intended for David Ortiz.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
You're going to hire someone, let's say, to kill McCarthy.
Yeah.
Let's keep it plausible.
Okay. One guy. I'd hire a guy, not 14.
But how many other people do you tell about it and involve in the plan?
Zero.
Okay, but...
You don't want a spy on hand just to make sure that you get me instead of getting Tom or something?
No.
No?
Do you print out a photograph and leave an actual paper trail of the person, or do you just describe to him who you're looking for, maybe show him a picture on your phone and then delete it? I mean, there are so many ways of going about this that, and we wouldn't do this, and we wouldn't do it this way. None of it's believable. Not one part of this is believable. And quite frankly, even if Ortiz was the intended guy, I can't believe they did it like this either. None of it is believable. I can't believe that it happened. I can't believe the way it went down. And I don't believe the story that they're telling now. I don't believe any of it.
An attack on David Ortiz is an attack on all of the Dominican Republic, as we heard yesterday.
It's true. But the transient people.
Well, what
transitory.
What about if he left the island in a transitory manner, as the translator said? Does that change your opinion?
Transitory.
So what you're telling me from the surveillance footage, the spy transitoried over to see who got hit. Then he did he transit out of there? What's the latest on that? Find out.
I didn't see when he eventually left. But the translation that was provided yesterday by the DR was laughable. I mean, the press conference was laughable. The translation was a joke.
Friends of the press, local and national, thank you for coming. Like everybody knows, the night of the Sunday, June the 9th, we had our victim, David Ortiz, and he was a victim of receiving a shot in the back.
I can't listen to this again.
Qualifications to be a translator. I mean, you've got to be pretty good. You've got to be fluent in multiple languages.
I thought you had to be fluent in minimum two languages.
Here and from there. From those like David who live in a transitory way from this beautiful
especially
island.
For broadcast. A translator for broadcast.
From hither and thither. What?
I'm sorry.
Is Shakespeare? What are you talking about? From here and there? What is the part? What are you talking about? Why did he get shot? What? Question. Did they not see it was the wrong guy? Doesn't everybody know David Ortiz? I thought everybody knew David Ortiz here. National treasure. You didn't know? They bring in somebody else? Who's the guys they brought up in Breaking Bad? The really bad hit, the bad guys, the hitmen they brought up.
Oh, right. Those two guys.
Yes.
From the cartel.
Thank you.
Yeah. You want those guys. Theoretically.
Maybe not. Maybe that's what they did. They brought in some people from out of the country. They didn't know who David Ortiz was. Who is expected to believe this? Even the people in the Dominican Republic don't believe it. The people that they spoke with after this press conference yesterday, they said, what do you think about this? They said, I think they're lying. I don't believe this at all.
I will tell you what Marley Rivera got for an answer from the Dominican authorities when she asked them directly if they had concerns, if the international community would not buy their explanation. They directly answer her question when she said, are you concerned people just won't believe anything you said today? They answered that question. And the latest development, according to ABC News, in the David Ortiz case, one of the people involved, one of the key members involved in this, has been indicted here in the States. I'll tell you what that is, those details.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Marley Rivera has been on the Ortiz story from the very beginning. She asked the Dominican Attorney General if he had any concerns as to whether the international community would believe the explanation that his shooting, David Ortiz's shooting, was a mistaken identity. Here's the answer as translated. We presented irrefutable audio and video evidence today. Science is science. Evidence is evidence. These facts are undisputed. The rest is speculation. Science is what they're going with. They're going with the old science explanation.
How do you know it's him? Because of science.
Science. What?
Oh, science and math.
That's what they're going with. Even though I don't think they presented any scientific information.
I didn't hear any.
I missed that. Again, maybe it was lost in this translation.
Could have been lost in translation, Beetle.
ABC News has reported within the hour, the last hour that is, ABC News reports that a federal grand jury in Newark, New Jersey, has returned a 3-count indictment against Rolfi Ferreira Cruz, who is currently in custody in the Dominican Republic for attempted murder in the June 9th shooting of David Ortiz. Cruz is the shooter. He is the one that was speaking from the jail cell last week. He has been identified as the shooter, and he has been indicted by a federal grand jury here in the United States in Newark, New Jersey. 3-count indictment. It does not say in this ABC News tweet here what it was for. But I wonder now if that means he can now be brought to the United States to face whatever charges he has been indicted for, or if he will have to wait for his case to be resolved in the DR.
I didn't read the ABC story. Another story I read, I'll try to find it, said guns and heroin.
Okay. So maybe there's multiple stories out there at this point, because obviously if that has happened in Newark and it's public record that he's been indicted, it's out there. But he's been indicted in Newark. Maybe they'll try and get the real story out of him. His story was a week ago that it was mistaken identity. But he's now been indicted here in the States for possibly guns and drugs.
I love that the explanation, the first thing he says, and you know, so much for don't say anything. Like if you're this guy's attorney, you would say, huddle up in your jail cell, don't say a word. Don't say a word to anybody unless I'm there. However, instead, when he does speak, he doesn't say, I didn't do it. He doesn't say, this is, you know, this is not my time. He says, oh, yeah, I shot the wrong guy. Wrong guy got shot. That's my explanation. As if that would be a way of getting off. And maybe it is. But the more likely scenario is that this whole thing has yet to be uncovered. The explanation that they gave at this press conference yesterday was no explanation at all. And that they end up having it absolutely right. Well, you wouldn't know that from what they said yesterday. And no idea of knowing what's going on, other than they deemed this an attack on the entire Dominican Republic, the shooting of David Ortiz, which, again, I didn't quite understand, but okay.
He's been indicted on cocaine and heroin possession charges, along with a charge of conspiracy to distribute drugs, along with a firearm possession charge as well. So drugs, guns, this all coming out of Newark.
Hitman.
That's where the... What?
And a hitman. He's into a lot of stuff.
Yes.
It's diversified.
Yeah. So he is listed as being from Paterson, New Jersey in the press release, as has been announced. 1 count of conspiring to distribute and possess with the intent to distribute 100 grams or more of heroin and a quantity of cocaine, possessing with the intent to distribute 100 grams or more of heroin and a quantity. Yes, 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 yes. Currently in custody in the Dominican Republic. That's what it says. So we'll see where that goes. But that dropped today in Newark, New Jersey. John is in Stoughton. John, what do you think?
I just think that, that it's kind of like got the makings of like a JFK murder mystery plot. All it's missing is Degrassi, Nolan, Marilyn Monroe. And all they got is this lady that can, you know, translates like a 5-year-old for her mom and dad. You know, it's like, it's insane. What's the truth, you know?
It doesn't feel like we're going to get it.
Does Marilyn Monroe factor into the JFK conspiracy theories?
Not that I've ever heard.
No, I mean, separate theories as to how she died, but no, I didn't. I'd never heard her connected with the JFK assassination. All right. I'll just put it down here.
Make a note, though. It's something that we could pass along to Angel Martinez.
Seems like something you might want to follow up on there.
What was Angel's point in this whole thing? Angel Martinez?
That he knows the truth.
Detective Internacional?
Doesn't he know? Didn't he say he claims that he knows a little something? True? Right? He's got the real deal. Mike in West Roxbury, you got the real deal on Ortiz?
Yeah, I got the real deal. two things. The first thing is that, obviously, I think with all the deaths and weird illnesses going on in the Dominican, they kind of have to try to cover it up to save some face. Obviously, tourism is their biggest industry there. The second thing I'm surprised you missed, because you guys are always quoting Sopranos. I know you like them, Beatle. And that is this parallels when they tried to kill Phil Liotardo and they killed his white-haired neighbor that looked like him. Thanks.
It wasn't a neighbor. It was the father of Phil's girlfriend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right house, wrong guy.
Yes. Phil Liotardo sucked. We were just talking about this yesterday off the air. Of the hateable characters in Sopranos, and there are many. There are many. It is easy to hate just about everybody in the show. Phil Liotardo may be the most hated guy in the show.
Oh, he's top two or three easily.
Yeah.
I don't know that I hated anybody in that show more than I hated him.
That whole crew, Johnny Sack, couldn't stand
Johnny him. Was bad, but I hated Phil more.
They humanized Johnny a little bit at the end.
Well, he was dying.
Yeah, I know. They didn't humanize Phil when he went out, I'll tell you that.
Phil was a prick. I mean, through and through. The worst.
He seemed to be a good grandfather.
Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, he had the kids in the car.
He did. Was unhappy with the pharmacist, but...
Phil was a bad guy.
Who was
there? Was nothing. There was no redeeming quality to Phil.
Who was the member of Phil Liotardo's crew? The his old toady with the wonky eye. That guy.
The short guy.
Yes.
When Phil was in the hospital with the heart attack, met Tony at the door. We gotta stop running into each other this way.
Exactly.
And he's like, "Yeah, get out of my way." That guy.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Oh man, now you're going deep.
But Phil Liotardo, maybe number one most hated character in the show. Despised him. Worst. Anyway, Tim and Belmont on the translator. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, Beetle, I wonder if you guys explore the possibility that the translator is doing a perfect job and that what the guy's saying is just gibberish.
I don't know that she's getting it necessarily wrong, that she is I think she's missing like huge bits of dialogue that aren't being translated, number one, but I understand your point that the guy who's doing the speaking is not really saying anything.
What if the translator's tanking it on purpose? I would not rule that out either. You think I'm kidding?
Yeah,
you
but
laugh.
There's enough people who speak Spanish to know that you know what she's saying is nonsense, and that would be easily found out.
You think
necessary to analyze or to corroborate it
and be. Would you drop the microphone?
El lunes 10 de junio entrevisté personalmente a David Ortiz en la clínica Abel González.
I don't know, man. There are parts of this that just make you wonder if this person does fluently speak English and pretended not to during the course of this translation.
You think they want a perfect translation?
No, I don't.
They don't.
I think that's why this person was doing it. 11 million people on that island, and this is the person that you found to do the translation, the official translation provided by the government? Come on. This is the best translator you have working for the Dominican Republic. I cannot buy that story. I cannot buy that. I don't believe it. This whole thing stinks. It smells. It's not on the level.
We're being told that the short guy with the wonky eye that was on Leotardo's
group. Yeah, what was his name?
Butchie.
Butchie. Yeah, that whole crew sucked. The whole bunch of them. Ugh. I didn't like how there were supposed to be things that were supposed to be kept between Johnny Sack and Tony, and then Johnny was sort of letting Phil in on some of the things that Phil didn't need to be let in on. Like, you know, Whack and Rusty. Phil didn't really need to know about that. And then Johnny told Phil, remember that? Oh, that thing about the short little guy? And Tony's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, deny knowing about having to whack Rusty. Frankie Valli.
You're in the middle of this now. You are.
I know. Deep. You shouldn't have brought this up. Tom is in the car. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Listen to a couple of stations, and one of the guys guy called in from Rhode Island. You know, if you connect the dots, I mean, it's one of two things. It's either simply a straightforward thing where he was messing around with this drug lord's girl. And, you know, and I'm not an expert in that field. Maybe some people who know the drug cartel. But basically, that's what you call disrespect. And they don't like to be disrespected. That's a big no-no. And they'll take action. And, you know, you've heard the hit was to obviously to paralyze him, not only to make his life miserable, but he's not going to have sex anymore if they paralyze him from the waist down.
See you, Hardy.
Thank you.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. MA.org.
That's an app.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you could clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the sports up.
Oh, we can't stop talking about Sopranos now. Go down the rabbit hole, you just can't stop talking about it. T-Bone hasn't seen it start to finish.
It's unreal.
He's got to do it. Just do it, Tom. Do it, Tom. Do it. So there's some breaking news in baseball. Not anything that impacts the Red Sox too much, although it would probably impact where they play some road games next year if it comes to fruition. Jeff
Passan. Impact the fans.
I think it could impact some road tripping for Red Sox fans, that's for sure. The Tampa Bay Rays have received baseball's permission to explore becoming a two-city team. They would play some games in Tampa Bay where they currently play. That would be their first of two cities. And then they would also have a second city where they would play home games, and that second city would be Montreal. The plan would be... What are you laughing at?
Hold on. So... What is the team going to be?
The plan would be play early season home games in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
And finish the season in Montreal. That is what they would do. The plan is in its early stages. The Rays have embraced a two-city solution as the most feasible to saving baseball in Tampa Bay after years of failed attempts to build a new stadium in the region, according to sources. This is Jeff Passan's report. The return of baseball to Montreal, which lost the Expos when they moved to D.C. and became the Nationals before the 2005 season, has long been speculated and has significant support among power brokers in the city, including Stephen Bronfman, the private equity magnate whose father, Charles, was the Expos' original owner. Under the plan, the Rays would play in the new stadiums, would play in new stadiums in both Tampa Bay and in Montreal.
They're going to build two stadiums.
The ability to play games early in the season in Florida would preclude the need for a domed stadium, cutting the cost of a new building. A month ago, Bronfman, along with Montreal businessman Rich Garber, expressed interest in taking a minority stake in the Rays alongside Stuart Sternberg. All these names don't mean much to us, but they reached an agreement with a developer on a site in Montreal's Port St. Charles neighborhood to potentially build a new stadium. The number of home games each city would receive has not yet been determined, according to sources. Significant hurdles remain for the plan to take root. Though the two cities sharing a team isn't entirely novel, the Expos played 22 home games in Puerto Rico in 2003, and Kansas City and Omaha split home games with the NBA's Kings in the 1970s. Mm. The viability of long-term success remains in question.
Let me just ask the first question. If you can't get enough people to care about a baseball team in Tampa for 81 games, how do you get them to care more about 40 games?
I don't think that's the plan here. I think this is a strong-armed attempt by the Rays to say, you know what, Montreal will take us.
Okay, but but that's not what they're saying. They're
right. That's I know
right
that's
now,
what,
right
not
now
what
from
saying.
The from the outset, they're going to build a new stadium there
in Montreal.
Outdoor stadium, though,
in Tampa.
Yes,
new stadiums in both cities.
But it also would not be. But it also would not be a dome in Tampa, and I don't think anyone wants to be playing indoor outdoor baseball in the middle of July in Tampa Bay either.
If you're going to build, number one, to McCarthy's point, if you're going to build two new stadiums, that this is not some play to just move the team to Montreal. You have to assume on its face, if they're going to build a new stadium in Tampa, they want to keep the team in Tampa for half of the home games. Just take them at their word on this.
I don't think I can take them at their word on this, though. I really do think
so. The
this
whole
is
thing
a-
is one long con. They're gonna spend hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe $1 billion, on a new stadium, knowing full well that it's not gonna last, and I mean, that they're gonna leave in 5 years.
There have been a lot of issues there. They've struggled to get out of the lease of the Trop. They're trying to find land. You know, they're trying to find public funding for it. This is all a part of the long game that the Rays have been trying to play, and Montreal has long been floated as a potential destination for that franchise.
Okay.
If they eventually move.
So this
to me is once again a, you know, last ditch effort, Tampa Bay, step up or we're going to start playing some of our games elsewhere.
Okay. So, maybe that's what it is, Matt. Maybe what they're saying is, all right, you're not going to give us the funding for a new stadium. Nobody likes the idea of having us here for 40 games. Well, what the hell? Montreal is all in on this. Let's go ask them if they just want to have the team then. And that way they get to move. They're trying to break up slowly.
Right.
They're saying like, well, okay, you want us to do that. Well, do you want us this way? Well, you just don't want us at all. Then fine, we'll leave.
Yeah, to me, you know, it's a little interesting to hear that they'd want to build a stadium up in Montreal too and build a stadium in Tampa Bay. Two stadiums doesn't make a lot of sense. When I first heard the story, I thought, well, they'd play some games at Olympic Stadium, and that's what they're doing. Two stadiums? That's a lot. That's a lot to try and break down there. It really is.
I don't know. You can't get a stadium built for a team that's going to be there and give you a gate for 81 games. How are you going to get that done for a team that's going to give you half of that? How does this even make it out of the, can we talk about this?
Well,
space?
That would lend some credibility to what Matt's saying, which is, this is about getting out of there and getting to Montreal.
Right. So this is one long con, and they have no intentions
right.
of ever
their
building
lease, which
a
they're
new
locked
stadium.
Into down there, goes until 2027. So it's some way to wiggle out of the lease. Splitting games is a start to wiggling their way out of the lease.
Splitting games, the Montreal Tampa Bay Rays. It doesn't make any sense. How do you sell that to a fan base?
There is no fan base in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they don't have
That's
one.
That's the thing. They don't have one.
They don't have one in Montreal either. We're going to get a baseball team. Woohoo! Well, not really. You're going to get half a baseball team. Go screw.
I think there's
not interested.
There's long been a belief that baseball could once again work in Montreal. And they'll be ones to end up back there. It looks like the Rays might be the team that end up. I mean, this to me is the signal that the Rays are the team. They're not going to expand right now. They want to get the Rays there.
Can I get to an item that I wanted to get to earlier
Please.
And didn't have a chance to do? It's been, we've mentioned it in passing in the past, but the Red Sox have been trying to get the All-Star game. They haven't had the All-Star game since 1999,
mm-hmm.
which has now been 20 years. It's been 20 years since the Red Sox have had the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And Sam Kennedy, I believe, has spoken in the past about wanting to get the All-Star game back to Fenway Park. The Red Sox are now hoping to get the All-Star game in 2029 for the 30th anniversary of the All-Star game. This was brought up again recently this week. It's just sort of being reported on again. Do you know what this tells me? There is no advantage to being the Red Sox. There is no advantage to pumping money into your ballpark. There's no advantage in the Red Sox being like a historic team and being one of the historic ballparks that has been completely refurbished, because since 1999, the amount of work and private dollars that have gone into Fenway have been ridiculous. Granted, a lot of tax breaks that have come the Red Sox way. Tax credits, actually, not even tax breaks. So if you build new stadiums, you get all-star games, public money. That's what you get. The Red Sox get no benefit for any of that. None. 30. What's the advantage? You're just in the rotation now. That's all you are. You basically wait every 30 years, you'll get the game. Which gives you the same odds as what? The Tampa Bay Rays of getting an all-star game? Not like they are getting an all-star game, but what is that? Doesn't that seem like sort of a long wait?
Way too long.
It seemed like a long wait to you? Like, that's what we're aiming for now? 2029? Selfishly, I like it because, you know, my kids will be older and they'll be able to remember it. But still, for Boston's sake, feels like way too long of a wait. 30 years in between games.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list and I don't see anybody who's had it multiple times during that time. I mean, Atlanta is going to have it in 2021. They had it the year after Boston, but they haven't had it any time in between.
Right, but they built a new stadium, so they get it again.
And they got a new stadium.
That is wretched.
Later.
That sucks.
I mean, San Francisco had it in 84. They had it again in 07, again with the new stadium. Yeah, it gets spread around. It gets moved around, and you don't get moved up in the rotation just because you fixed up your old ballpark.
Red Sox tried to get it in 2012, and they wouldn't give it to him for the 100th anniversary.
Wouldn't do it.
Nope. Went to Kansas City.
Wouldn't jump on it. So there have been no repeats, though, in the 20 years. So it's just on a rotation.
Atlanta's the only one that I can see.
And that's happening this year?
Next year.
Future games coming up are this year is the Indians. Indians, Dodgers, and the Braves are not till 2021. The Braves are the one that are coming up in 2021. So Indians and Dodgers are coming up.
New York City had it in 08 and then again in 13.
And the Indians had it in 97. I don't know when the Dodgers last had it. I'd have to look that up. I don't know if it's been a while. 617-779-0985. But there could be baseball in Montreal again soon, and that's a road trip. That's a Red Sox road trip to play a division rival in Montreal. Get up there, McTakey. Do a podcast.
I love that.
Do a podcast on it.
You better believe it.
Today's takeaway.
Dodgers had it, by the way, 40 years ago, 1980.
They haven't had it in 40 years? They're getting hosed. That's a hose job. They're getting screwed. Even worse. Today's takeaway is next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelp. LineMA.org.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Time for the takeaways.
Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, whose new downtown location in Government Center is now open. Now your only steps are a T-ride away to the long-term solution for weight loss.
Got time for a couple. One is this. I am off tomorrow. Thank God. All jumbled up here. Listen to this. And then he doesn't get as many minutes, and you have the same thing on your hands as you had last year. Who the hell wants to deal with that? Who wants to deal with this guy, period, thinking he's that as good as he thinks he is?
What?
It's so bad. Oh, man. We played that thing 20 times in the back room today laughing at it.
What are you, a Dominican translator? What is that?
Thinking he's that as good as he thinks he is. Tom is calling it my translator moment today. What the hell? Oh, it's just not working. The word's not coming out. Oh, man. That and then also Kyrie Irving calling the show at 10:28 this morning. Let's go to Mikey in Waltham. Mikey.
Hey, so I was just calling in saying that with such a rare talent like Kyrie, it's such a shame that the fans didn't welcome him in more. Talents like those are so rare, they don't come by fast, and I think it serves us right that now he's gone and look at what we're left with.
So that guy called back.
He called back to tell us he's not Kyrie.
But it did nothing to
dispel the rumors.
To quiet the conspiracy theorists who thought that was Kyrie calling him.
Because it's him.
It's not only not him, it doesn't even sound like him all that much. A little bit.
Tomorrow.
He is a man. He is a human man. That's it. That's where the similarities end.
Ted Johnson tomorrow with Hardy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And Mike O'Brien on headlines.
I've never met the man.
Now you will.
Never met Mike O'Brien.
So the rest of you, have a great weekend. Zoe and I are back at it on Monday together. Zoe will be fresh off a trip to Israel. He'll have the details of that. He got baptized in the Jordan River yesterday.
Well, he's very religious.
He's a very religious man. He'll tell us all about it on Monday. Can't wait. See you then.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LifelineMA.org.